Hello and welcome back to the Wheatley Fix. My name is Tim Leary. I'm a senior portfolio manager on RBC GAM's Blue Bay Leverage Finance team in Stamford, Connecticut. Earnings are front and center this week as 178 of the S&P 500 are scheduled to report. Clearly, the Magnificent Seven will have an outsized impact on equity returns given their size, and we'll hear from Tesla, Meta, Microsoft, and Alphabet this week. While their price action will likely drive sentiment in CTA flows, there are also over 95 U.S. high-yield issuers reporting this week as well. It's quite a bit of data for the market to digest alongside U.S. GDP and PCE releases on Thursday and Friday, respectively. So how are fund managers set up into this week? Our view is that most high-yield managers are defensively positioned, either running larger than normal cash balances or hiding out in less liquid cohorts of the market by filling off-benchmark buckets with floating-rate assets like leverage loans. And why so bearish? It's true that high-yield retail funds have seen outflows year-to-date, but that's primarily driven by ETFs and not on the active manager side. The net result is that valuations have improved. Option-adjusted spreads on the high-yield index are close to unchanged on the year, around 337, and yields are around 8.3%. So that's over 30 basis points wider in OAS and 60 bips higher in yield compared to the March tights of the year. The market is getting cheaper as stubbornly strong economic data and the bumpy path of disinflation frustrates the Fed and bondholders alike. New issue activity remains subdued as only 15% of the U.S. high-yield market matures between now and the end of 2026, and corporations, like many home mortgage holders, are unwilling to refi unless they absolutely need to. The question remains, what sticker price will bring corporate bond investors back into the market? As of April 19th, the U.S. investment grade index was down 2.4% year-to-date, and U.S. high-yield was down less than 0.25%. U.S. leveraged loans have been the darling of the corporate space, up 2.95%, and that should remain the case until the macro data slows and the drumbeat for rate cuts gets louder. As always, thanks for your time and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.